Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I'll read quickly. That's what I just want to drop here. And let me just quickly tell you this. In 2 Corinthians, I think chapter 2, verse 14, thereabout, or 3:14, it says, as it is written, they believed, so they spoke. Say, we too, we believe. Therefore, we what? We speak. And the truth is that you cannot, look, there's who is deceiving who? I have all the faith in God that I am healed. If you are healed, we will hear it in your words. We will see it in your relationship, in your reactions, in your actions. Faith is not a thing that you have that will hide inside. No. It will find its way to the surface. And that's the truth. If you have faith, you will speak. If everybody is drowning in the water and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will not drown. Why? Because he says the axe has floated. And if the axe can float, I mean, I carry Jesus inside of me, I will not float. If that's your belief and you start to voice it, you'll be amazed. Please follow me quickly. I know what I'm talking about. The age we are in now, it's not a matter of what church you go to. It's a matter of, do you have the word? Joshua chapter 1. My prayer, sincerely, I pray for you. I said that Christ will be formed in you. Say, my children, over whom I labor, until Christ be fully formed in them. That's my prayer. Why are you a minister? If people hearing you cannot manifest Jesus. I feel the fire again. People that gather every day to hear you are no better than the world. Can't you see you're wasting your time and wasting their time too? God have mercy on us. Joshua 1:1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua. What happened to Joshua? The Lord did what? You see, everything God does in life, he speaks. The Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Everybody say, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Can you hear God just declare what he was going to do? I mean, not minding all the problems that the man will again meditate upon or consider. I mean, who has ever gone over Jordan? I mean, how will I go with these people? Whoever can enter or size the shoe, I mean, can fit into the shoes of Moses. Rise, go over, you and the people, period. And so any other problem you are imagining and you are meditating upon, they are secondary. So if he says by his stripes you are healed, that's what he said. Now you can begin to think of some sicknesses that can never be healed. That's your problem. He said you are healed. That's the way faith works. That's just the way it works. Oh, will the secondary thoughts come? Of course they will come. But what has he said? What has he said concerning your situation? What has he said concerning your life? Okay. Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I give to you. God said that. God said that. And then one Jordan will stop him. From the wilderness of this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Now let me quickly say this. Every territory God has given you, no matter the devil that's contesting tonight, under the sound of my voice, I come in the volume of the books. I come because I can hear him. I say, take off your hand in the name of Jesus. Over your wife, over your husband, over your children, over your health, over your finances, I command you, say, I say, get your hold. Go in the name of Jesus. Sit down. If they will be stubborn, it's their own destruction. In the name of Jesus, you are a dangerous species. Okay. He said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Here the next one. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and be of courage. For to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be very courageous, that you may be able to observe to do according to all the laws which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper. That you may what? Prosper. That you may what? Prosper wherever you go. Now, let me quickly explain prosperity in the light of the word of God, whether it's in the New Testament or Old Testament. Prosperity is not limited. It does not begin and end with money. Please, that's the mistake. That's how much we have been bastardized and we have been made to believe lies. Prosperity includes money. It does not stop with money. Prosperity is when God creates you and gives you a destiny, you will fulfill it. That's prosperity. Prosperity is that you will succeed in every turn according to the will of the master who has enabled you and who has delegated you. In other words, if God says, build an aeroplane. Build an aeroplane. Invent an aeroplane in your life. Until you invent it, you will not go. And what is prosperity in that wise? You will invent an aeroplane. Even when it's totally against the run of events in your area, in your territory, you will invent it. That's what the Bible calls prosperity. Prosperity is fulfilling the mandate of heaven over your life. And everything that you need to fulfill it is given to you. The life you have, the health you have, the people you meet, the relationships you got, the money you make. Come on. The wisdom to handle everything. Prosperity is broad. It stands you out. Money is included. Health is included. Wealth is included. Faithful and loyal friends are included. Active prayer life is included. Authority in Christ is included. No man shall be able to stand before you. That's prosperity. All the days of your life. And you know why I say, because as I was with Moses, I am with you. Actually, that's what I want to say, talk about today. I am with you. This book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart out of your mouth. Out of your what? So it's clear. Victory over sin, victory over poverty, victory over failure, victory over health problem, victory over... What has he said? Take it and meditate and speak it. Depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein in each other, day and night, that you may observe. If you don't meditate, you can't observe. This is just natural psychology. Go and meet them, they will tell you. But they are copying it from the Bible. That you may meditate there in it day and night, so that you may observe to do. You can't do it if you don't meditate in it. According to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way what? Come on. See that woman with her cookies. I mean, at least that explains what I'm saying. For then you make your way prosperous, and then you have what? Good success. Have I not commanded you be courageous or be strong and be of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Look at the next line. For the Lord your what? God is what? With you wherever you go. Can somebody quickly look at verse 17? Look at verse 17 quickly. Just as we heeded Moses in all things. People are talking now. So we will do what? Heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you. That's what? How does he read? Can we all read together? And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to do what? Exalt you. For the avoidance of doubt, I'll begin to make you great. In the sight of all Israel, that they may know that what? As I was with Moses, I will be with you. So when God is with you, 6:27. If you are there, say amen and let's do it together. So the Lord was. Come on, talk to me. So the Lord was. And what happened to him? His fame spread. Where does greatness come from? Where does fame come from? Where does wealth come from? The presence of the Lord. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake. So the question is, what are you thinking with this, your creative mind? People are thinking failure and lost and when you can move at the speed of light. It says, do not let this thing depart out of your mouth. But the only way, if you walk that way, is you will learn to meditate there in day. Then you'll be able to observe to do according to what is written there. Because when you meditate, then you will speak it. Then you will be making your way. Can you see the guarantee that I have? Can you see the confidence with which I have come here today? Because there is no failure in this hall in the name of Jesus. There is none.
The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Thank you, Jesus. So 6 and 7 again. So the Lord was with Joshua and his fame spread through. Somebody wants to be popular. Why don't you get the scripture and begin to take it as yours and walk in partnership with the Holy Ghost? He will announce you everywhere in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm rushing now. Look at Matthew 28 verse 20. All right. Matthew 28, 20. How does it read? And teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and surely I am what? With you always. To the what? So right now, if you can understand what the Spirit is saying, there will never be any downtime in your life again. But that's the truth. Thank God for the testimonies you heard. What about in Acts chapter 7 verse 9? At least we can pick an example. I mean, Joseph. Quickly, somebody read for me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop in a minute. Acts 7, 9. And the patriarchs what? Became what? Envious of who? But what? But God was what? So what happened? And delivered him out of all destructions. And then what happened? He gave him what? So his presence, he's been with you, will make you famous. He's been with you, we make you great. He's been with you, we give you what? Fame. Wisdom. And give him wisdom. So much so that what? Promotion. Unparalleled. You know, why are things happening this way? Have you forgotten that the whole of this year we are meditating only on the supernatural life? Meditate on it for 1 week, the rest of your life you will never stop meditating on it. Can't you see what I'm talking about? One dear friend called me. He said, all our old boys were meeting you. You didn't come. I said, well, you know. He said, you should have come. He said, now I know what the Holy Ghost can do. I said, what? He said, look at you. You're looking like a young boy. Me, I'm so fit. He said, our juniors, they are also old. Don't take this Holy Ghost for granted, though. There is nothing my Lord cannot do. There is nothing the soul. There is nothing the Spirit of the Lord cannot do. There
is nothing
my God
cannot do.
So God delivered him from all his troubles. God, what did what again? Gave him favor. Gave him wisdom. And then he promoted him. What about Acts 18, 9 and 10? Quickly, can somebody read?
Now the Lord spoke to Paul. In the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent. For I am with you. And no one will attack you to hurt you.
Why would nobody be able to attack you? I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not do what? Keep silent, but speak. Tap your neighbor, say, do not be afraid. Do not keep quiet. Speak. I feel the fire, I feel the power, and I mean it. I believe that today is somebody's liberation night. In the name of Jesus, don't let the devil tell you lie with circumstances. Keep speaking. Do not be afraid. Keep speaking. I say keep speaking. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep silent. Keep speaking. But if you don't have the word, what are you speaking? But I thank God the word of God dwells richly in you. What about David in Psalm 16 verse 8? He said, the Lord have kept what? Always before me, is by my side. I shall what? My lover. So everyone that made it in life became conscious of his presence. Everyone. Before I finish with the book of John, what about Paul?
In fact, if you look at that book of where he's talking about in Acts chapter 7 verse 9, two references in Genesis, you can read them at home, 39:2 and 39:21, Genesis. 39:2 was when he was brought into Egypt, and then he was being sold at the market. So he was almost naked, and he was being prized, and they were bargaining what to pay over him. And God said, even in that state, and the Lord was with Joseph. The second time, after the woman had told lies upon him and he was being thrown to jail, he was going into incarceration and probably death row. In fact, death row. And the Bible just interjected again. And the Lord was with Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, and the Lord is with Taiwo. Okay, now some people are beginning to know how to use their mouth. But some are yet to catch it. I say, and the Lord is with Taiwo. And he will be with Taiwo in the date of his life in the name of Jesus. Believe me, you use your mouth to liberate yourself. That's the Bible. That is the Bible. That's what God used to create everything. The unfortunate thing is that you use your mouth all the time, but nowhere you use it. You use it to dwell on the negative. You confess the negative, you say the negative, you speak the anger, you speak the offense, you speak the gossip, you speak the... If you spend half of the time or one quarter of the time speaking the... Finally, brethren, whatever. And the woman would have been, she has said, if only I shall be. Acts chapter 27. Yes. And when it was decided that we should set sail to Italy, they delivered. Okay. And the next day we landed. Yes. We landed at Sidon and Julius treated Paul. Okay. And when we had put to sea, they had sailed on that boat. Okay. And when we had sailed over the sea, which is called to Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myria, the city of Cilicia. Then the centurion found an Alexander ship going to Italy and he put us on board. When we had sailed, slowly, many days, and arrived with difficulty as natives, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete. Okay, passing it with difficulty. Now, verse 9. Now, when much time has been spending a dangerous procedure. Okay, where I'm going, really, I just want to show you particularly where Paul said to them that, look, don't let us go. But they refused, and they pressed, and they went, and there was trouble. Then when there was trouble, the Bible says it was the third day, but on the 14th day, they have been tossed everywhere and people were not eating anymore. They were afraid of death. And some wanted to jump, say, if you jump, you will die. Then after a while, when all hopes were lost, Paul said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, is by my side this night. He is with me. Say, and let me tell you, there will be great destruction if you are not careful, living of life. But then, no, he will spare all our lives, but the ship will go. What was his conclusion? He said, the God whose I serve, he that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, is not a man that he should lie. So what's your problem that makes you think that God has forsaken you? That he has gone to bed or that he's dead? He can never die. Say, he's here. Can you see what meditating on his word can do in the tempest? Almost 2 weeks. It's true, the pastor said, we won't die. You see, as a matter of fact, he has given me the lives of all who are sitting with me. When you know who you carry, say, not just my life, the life of all those with me. And see how they got there. Some on splinters, the ship was scattered. Some on splinter, some they will hold something like this, and that thing will carry them through. Supernatural. Everybody was accounted for. John 14, I will read this one from verse 15. Quickly, somebody help me. John 14, from verse 15 to 18.
If you love me.
Now listen, Jesus was speaking. Say, if you love me.
Keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. And he will give you another helper. And he may abide with you forever.
Okay, now listen. See, what we are looking, we'll be tracing is, I will be with you. I will never leave you. Say, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that will what? Be with you forever. So when he said, I will be with you until the end of the age, he will do it through the person of the Holy Spirit. So he said, I will ask the Father, and you give another helper of my caliber, my equal, and he will be with you forever. Go ahead, sir.
The Spirit of Truth.
Oh, now he mentioned it. Say, he's the Holy Ghost.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Because it neither sees him nor knows him.
So they don't know who is my partner. They don't know my partner. They don't see my partner. So they think I am ordinary. But I am not. But I have a partner. I have one who never leaves me. When I'm sleeping, he's with me. When I'm standing, he's with me. Even when I'm trying to commit sin, he's watching me. He says, will you do that? But he won't force me because it will not affect my will. I'm telling you. He watches me. When I'm doing good, he's watching. When I'm doing evil, he's like, you are making it difficult for me, man. What's wrong with you? Because he will never leave me. And he will never forsake me. So tonight, expect a miracle. Wake up to a miracle. Jam miracles all the way tomorrow. Because the miracle maker, the miracle worker is your partner. He's with you. He's in you. Favor will follow you naturally. Your fame will be noised abroad. Success is your other name. In the name of Jesus, evil will see you and flee. Deliverance is your meat. Healing is the children's meat. I say you have a sparing partner. You have a partner more interested in you than you can ever dream of. You are never alone. Say, he's with me. He's in me. Glory be to God in the highest. Now, let me challenge someone. After tonight's anointing, the things you've never been able to do in your life, go for it. I say, in the name of Jesus, go for it. As long as it's within the will of God for your life, go for it. We give him praise.